in our sermon series about our mission as Christians. Though I can pretty well guarantee that this won't be the last sermon on this subject. We have a mission as Christians, and we have to remember how fundamental it is to the life of a Christian to take up that mission and live it out in everyday life. Our scripture this week is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." We're talking this week about how we as Christians are called to be the harvest workers. I maybe should have asked Farmer Bob, to preach this week. He knows a little more about what it takes to bring in a harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, Jesus says. In 2001, my family moved to a little farming community in small town Kansas. It was a little bit of a change for us. Whereas in Iowa, it's corn everywhere you look. Moving to Kansas, it's wheat everywhere. When we first drove into town, we drove down Main Street, and my little brother looked up at the big holding house for the wheat and read the sign on it, and he said, "What's a coop?" We know now that apparently that's pronounced a co-op. Who knew? When harvest rolled around every summer, that little farming town kicked into high gear. There were trucks everywhere hauling wheat in and out of town all day. We wouldn't see the farmers back at church for a couple weeks, or if we did, they were pretty well exhausted from working 15-hour days. Because when it's time for the harvest, they got to buckle down. They got a lot of work to do. And if they didn't do the work, that ripe and ready crop would just sit there lonely in a field. When it's time for the harvest, you have no time to lose. You got to bring in the harvest. This harvest that we have as God's workers, this harvest that we're called to bring in is not the typical wheat and corn the workers are commonly bringing in from the fields, but people. People. Jesus is saying there's people who are ready, a plentiful harvest of people ready to see and experience the good news of the kingdom of God. In another illustration, Jesus refers to these people as sheep. They're like sheep without a shepherd, he says. Though I've seen some poor evangelism by churches where people are treated more like sheep, not like people at all, more like numbers just being raked into the grain room, this isn't at all what Jesus is going for. Our scripture says, when Jesus saw the crowds of people, he had compassion on them. These crowds of people gathered there are like sheep without a shepherd, and Jesus' first response is compassion for them. Jesus looks at the crowd, and his compassion leads him to go through and share the good news and heal every sickness. The other day, after the Royals won the World Series, my father-in-law and my brother-in-law went up to Kansas City for their huge celebration. There's a crowd gathered there of about 800,000 people. It just sounds like a nightmare to me. I don't know why you'd want to get anywhere near that thing. In a crowd, it doesn't really matter what kind of crowd, I don't think, but people just get pushy. Far too many people are far too close to you. If you're not careful, before too long, you can lose the people you're with. You can just get completely lost in a crowd. So everybody's just a little bit annoyed with each other, some more than others. But Jesus looks on this crowd of people and has compassion on them. So I'd like us to consider that maybe many people in this world, in this community of ours more specifically, just might feel a little like that, like they're going through this life just kind of lost in a crowd, without a shepherd, maybe feeling somewhat pushed around, a little annoyed perhaps, some more than others, but feeling lost in the middle of it all, like a sheep without a shepherd. It's for these people, these wandering sheep, lost without a shepherd, that God calls extra workers to come and bring in harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray that God will send out more workers for the harvest. Jesus says this to the disciples gathered there long ago, though these words are for us too. Pray that God will send out more workers for the harvest. But as was the case for the disciples, this was a way of calling them to action, not just someone else. The disciples became the answer to their prayer. They were sent out, authorized and sent out by Jesus Christ to proclaim the good news. So as we pray that God will send out more workers for the harvest, we too are to become the answer to that prayer. We become God's workers, authorized and sent to proclaim the good news. I know there are a lot of churches out there that really limit what you are authorized to do as the congregation. The pastor is really in charge, and you got to go through this and that committee to get approval to then go to the board for approval. You probably already know, but let me say it again. If you want to go out and show compassion in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't need my approval or anyone from the church. First of all, you already have it, but you don't need it. You have all the approval you need. You've been authorized and sent by Jesus Christ. There's a lot you can do to show compassion and share the good news. Maybe you already have someone in mind that you can share the good news of Jesus with, or go out of your way to bless. Maybe you'll come across someone with a need that you can meet. Through your compassion, people can see the compassion of Jesus and know they are not lost and alone in this life. In the past couple of weeks, two different people have come and talked to me about their desire to help people from around this community who have needs, and that they have plans to organize projects and help enlist people from church to share the good news of Jesus across this community. If you have some time and energy to give for the sake of sharing the good news, talk to Susie, she's sitting over there. Talk to Tom Hakes about jumping onto a project they've got going on. Even something small you do can have a huge impact on someone. I know that life is busy and there are a lot of struggling people out there. But even if you reach just one, you have no idea the impact you could have. There's a story you may have heard about a man walking down the beach at dawn. He noticed a little boy ahead of him picking up starfish and flinging them into the sea. Catching up with him, he asked the boy what he was doing, and the answer was that the stranded starfish would die if left in the morning sun. But the beach goes on for miles, and there are millions of starfish, responded the old man. How can your efforts make a difference? So the boy looked at the one starfish in his hand and threw it into the safety of the water. It makes a difference to this one, he said. In all of our efforts to share the good news, to bring in the harvest, Jesus, the good shepherd, should be our guide. To tell us what kind of shepherd Jesus is and just how much compassion Jesus has for those lost sheep, Jesus once told a story. He said, if a shepherd had 100 sheep, and just one of them was lost, would that shepherd not go out and search far and wide to find that one sheep? And if he finds that one sheep who was lost, he puts it on his shoulders and carries it home, and he rejoices. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that anyone should be lost. This is the compassion of Jesus. This is the kind of shepherd Jesus is. The good shepherd goes and searches for the lost and brings them home. He doesn't wait for them to arrive here at church. The harvest doesn't bring in itself. If Jesus is our model, then this is the way we must be as God's workers. If we think about it, at one time or another, each of us has needed to experience that good news and that compassion of Jesus Christ. It was each of us at some point that shepherd went out to search far and wide to find. It was each of us who were lost and are now found. It is not the will of the Father that anyone should be lost, but the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord will send more workers for the harvest. Then answer your prayer and be God's workers. God's kind of workers go and they search for those who need to be brought home. God's kind of workers go and see the crowds, and they see them as God sees them and respond with compassion. Go and be God's workers, sharing with others the compassion, the good news that you yourself have received. Amen. Will those who are serving communion please come forward?